This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. As precautions to help stem the spread of the coronavirus has closed schools, businesses, and other parts of the community, hospitals have had to strategize in order to prepare for the eventual rise of patients who need treatment for COVID-19. It's an extraordinary circumstance to adapt to, but the time to donate blood needed in hospitals is greater now more than ever. Hospitals depend on blood for patients getting treatment for cancers, non-elective surgeries, or is needed in trauma centers. Versity Blood Center supplies blood for about 60 hospitals throughout Wisconsin and collects 200,000 units of blood for the year. Most blood drives hosted at schools and businesses have been canceled, significantly decreasing the potential units of blood available. All donations of blood and plasma are critically dependent on donor volunteers. But just because we're practicing social distancing doesn't mean you can't give blood. Dr. Thomas Abshire is the Chief Medical Officer of the Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin, and he joins me by phone to explain why the need for blood is so high and how people can still safely donate.
So there is a urgent need for blood in our community, primarily because we've had our normal way of getting blood through blood drives that go to high schools, universities, businesses, has been curtailed for the obvious reasons. High schools and universities are closed, and businesses are doing a lot of work from home. So because of that, the usual way that we are able to get donors to donate at their businesses, high schools, or universities, we've had to shift how we do that.
Right, and especially since you rely on those blood drives and volunteers for your main support, how has that impacted your volunteer force?
Well, the all blood donation is volunteers in this country, and we have probably in Wisconsin, Versity supplies the blood for almost 60 hospitals within Wisconsin, and we collect about 200,000 units of blood, that's either red cells, platelets, or plasma, for the year throughout all of Wisconsin. And what's happened recently is about a little over 100, and the number is growing every day, of our blood drives have been canceled because of the reasons I just went over. And that impacts about almost 3,500 to 4,000 donations currently.
And with hospitals being overwhelmed, I imagine a shortage of blood is not a good thing on top of all of those extenuating circumstances. So in your experience, do you ever recall the need for blood being this high in any other circumstances health-wise? I know the coronavirus is certainly a unique situation that we're all adapting to.
Yes. Personally, I've never seen anything like this pandemic. We certainly are in extraordinary times. And as the phrase goes, these really do require extraordinary measures. From the way we collect blood to how we work with our hospitals. So as you probably heard in the news, many elective surgeries are being canceled throughout the country and also here in greater Milwaukee. But we do, our hospitals are particularly dependent upon blood for patients that have cancer, who have trauma, who need blood for a car accident or other kinds of trauma, or for surgery that's non-elective. So we work with our hospital to keep up the supply for them that they need. But as you might imagine, us having blood on hand, and I would like to emphasize that it's the blood that's on the shelf, so to speak, at the hospital that is needed. And we work very closely in supplying blood to all our hospitals, calling out the three major hospital systems, Aurora St. Luke, the Frater Healthcare System, and Children's of Wisconsin. We also supply blood for the Ascension System as well. So those are like the big players in our immediate area. And Frederick is the only level one trauma center in the region. And it's very important to make sure we have blood on hand for the emergencies that they have to deal with.
So what are you trying to do to keep up blood supply while handling potential donor concerns about coronavirus?
Very good question. We are doubling down the effort to let people know now, especially since from the federal government down to the state level, people have asked to stay, have groups less than 10 people in a location at a time. We have gotten approval from the highest level, and you probably heard this on the news. There's been a memo from the head of the FDA, the physician in charge of the FDA, that blood donation is exempted from these 10 or being greater than, staying less than 10 people in a group. That's been clearly communicated. We're trying to get that out to our locations that we can host blood drives in. And we'd like to reassure the public that when they come in to donate, they will be safe. So we're doing this in several ways. Number one, first of all, that the employees that a donor will encounter are being checked every day for temperature or respiratory symptoms as advised by the Center for Disease Control. And even before our donor gets into the area where they will take their questions, before they can see if they're able to donate blood, we will be taking their temperature and asking, do they have any respiratory symptoms? And I think most everyone knows that the way we collect blood is very safe from the way we prick the arm, having gloves on our phlebotomists, trained phlebotomists, and the like. Additionally, we are doing extra measures to ensure there's proper social distancing between beds of 6 feet, along with a partition between the beds. We are wiping down with appropriate sanitizing solution our countertops, frequently touched items, beds, et cetera, frequently. And we're providing, I know everybody loves to come to blood drives because of the good home-cooked cookies and goodies that are supplied. We are putting a pause on that and using everything that is wrapped along with having appropriate fluids after you donate. So I don't know if that helps answer the question about how we're reaching out to let people know that it's safe, that blood donation is an exception for this 10-person rule. But in the midst of that, we're doing all the CDC-recommended precautions to keep people safe when they come in.
One question people may have as everyone learns more about COVID-19 is, does it affect the blood in any way? And are you potentially screening for that? And how do you treat your blood in general before it goes to the hospital?
Well, great question. We have a very regulated process, not only here at Versity, Wisconsin, but also all blood collection agencies and the Red Cross in the country do the same thing. We collect blood. We test it for any of the known infectious diseases that can be spread in blood. In particular, that's HIV, hepatitis B and C. There's other things that we test for as well. And blood is not released until those tests are back, okay? Regarding the virus currently for COVID-19, which is known as SARS-CoV-2, that's the name of the virus. SARS-CoV-2 has, like its predecessor coronaviruses that were involved with the SARS and the MERS epidemic, as you remember those in the early 2000 and 2006 or 7, there's never been a known transmission of this coronavirus in blood. Now, you know, certainly things could be missed, but these kind of lipid-enveloped respiratory viruses, it's kind of harder to transmit them through the way we do our blood processing, through the red cells and the platelets. So there's been no evidence that we know of being transmission of this SARS-CoV-2 in blood. But we'll continue to gather more data as we are testing more people and seeing what happens. But I think people can be assured that it is safe when you receive blood as well.
So amidst all this uncertainty and people are advised to stay at home if they are able, what's your main appeal to both regular donors and to someone who's never considered blood donation before?
We encourage people to come to our donor centers. We have 10 of them in Greater Milwaukee. We'll have information out for you about how to call in to donate. And we're finding that people are really literally coming in, rolling up their sleeves. We're encouraging that. We want to encourage them that if they're healthy, come out and donate. You'll be safe when you come in. Our employees are screened and are healthy, and you'll be healthy in the process, and the blood that you give will be extremely useful. In fact, essential for some of the patients in the hospitals are so dependent on that. So we want to encourage people to come out. We do like for people to, as this epidemic goes on, it'll be increasingly important for people to who are able to donate to space out their donation, okay? Because
right.
As we get people to jump in, you know, everybody comes in like next week. Well, the need will be for the next 2 to 3 months, right? It was kind of like 9/11 where, you know, everybody donated right then, but we, you know, there was a need for several weeks to months. So the same appeal goes here. It's just more accentuated because this is a worldwide crisis.
Dr. Thomas Abshire is the Varsity Blood Center Chief Medical Officer, and he spoke with me by phone. You can find more information about how to give blood while practicing safe social distancing at wuwm.com.